Papal Royal. Papal is royal.
It's all about royalty.
The trans people are that royal.
Remember, we are loyal.
Nothing for us without us.
This is about us.
Love us just the way we are.
This is who we are.
We love who we are.
This is the time to speak.
This is the time to be heard.
Time for trans people to be heard.
This is Papal Royal.
Welcome to another episode of the Papal Royal podcast, where we amplify trans voices from Zimbabwe by sharing stories of courage, resilience, and hope. I'm your host, Tanak. Now, in this episode, we hear a story of a trans rural woman who, for the sake of keeping her identity anonymous, we shall call her Mambo Cards. That means Queen in Shona, because that's what she eventually became. Now, Mambo Cards shares how she was infected by HIV in her late teens as a result mainly of lack of awareness on sexual health services, be it the use of condoms to protect. But she also narrates how she managed to get out of a toxic relationship and how she met a peer educator who introduced her to key population health services. Listen to her story.
Hello. I'm a trans woman from Seke, a rural town in Zimbabwe. And I'm living with HIV. This is my story of how I got infected with the virus. Growing up in Zimbabwe as a trans person, life hasn't been easy. I started officially dating boys when I was 20. Before, it was just flings. It takes me back to good old days, playing Mahumbwe in DDMI. A childhood game of playing house, and I was always the wife. However, at 20, experiencing proper relationships, I noticed they did not last long. Umjolo, the pandemic, coupled with promiscuity, lies, and abuse. I remember in 2015, one afternoon, chilling by the sofa, then I received a text message from an unknown number. He identified himself as David and wanted to take me out on a date. Normally, I would have said no. Can't talk to strangers. But this man was cute, rich, and tempting. I couldn't resist. One thing led to another, and we became an official couple for a year. With my cute David, we were having unprotected sex because I didn't have any idea about HIV. Back then, we used to think that HIV is a heterosexual couple disease, not transmitted through anal sex. David promised me a lot of things, but never fulfilled any of them. He promised me a good life, shelter, a job, but never fulfilled any of it. At that time, Zimbabwe was very hard, that I had no choice but to leave the country to seek a better life. I moved to South Africa, where my 41-year-old cousin had invited me to stay with him, promising me that he will help me to find a job. Little did I know that he had a motive, which I found out 3 days after my arrival. It started on the third night. As we were sleeping, I felt hands touching me romantically. And upon waking up, realizing he was molesting me, told him I am not comfortable, hoping he would listen, but instead he threatened to evict me from the house if I do not listen. Moreover, as a transgender woman having escaped poverty and stigma in my home country, I had nowhere to go. So I allowed myself to be sexually abused by someone I call family in exchange for shelter and food, and also doing unprotected sex. I tried reaching out to David to see if he could take me back, since I felt safer with him. Instead, he betrayed my trust and told me, suck it up and allow my cousin to do what he wanted. I had no choice and he could not help. 2 weeks later, I came across Elvis, who reached me out after seeing my conduct in a WhatsApp group. He stayed in Joburg as well. We started talking and this made me open up about the abuse I was experiencing at the hands of my cousin. Fortunately, Elvis was willing to help. Everything happened so fast and we moved in together, leaving my cousin by himself. My cousin did not know what I had found. He did know that I was in love. I had told him that I had found a job at a restaurant elsewhere, which made him let me go. Life with Elvis was good. We lived happily together for 3 months, having great sex, unprotected, of course. Soon after, things took a wrong turn when one afternoon he came back home saying he had a fight with his supervisor and he's lost his job. We had no savings and failing to find proper employment, so I had to go back home in Zimbabwe and move in with my mother. After some time, in April 2018, I met a lesbian who was working as a peer educator with Population Services for Health, PSH. She introduced me to her work and asked if I was willing to get counseling, HIV testing, and even prevention methods like PrEP. I agreed and everything was going smoothly until my HIV test results came. I was HIV positive. This news broke me and I had a lot of questions in my head without answers. Where did I get the HIV? There was no leads because I had slept with 3 different guys without protection. A healthcare worker at PSH helped me to cope with this news gradually, and she assisted me in coming out to my mom. At first, my mom was shattered, but as the nurse explained further about my situation, my mom said she would stand by me, and she did. Now I am living a healthy life, staying with my boyfriend, adhering to my medication, and taking care of my mom and my siblings, and also fighting for those who can't fight for themselves, and spreading the knowledge of HIV to my community, because I wouldn't want anyone to go through what I went through. This phase of my life taught me that one must not dwell on their mistakes, but rather look at what caused it and deal with it. Thank you.
You know, this story of Mambo Cards highlights how the lack of information can actually be harmful. She mentions how she would have unprotected sex and thought one cannot get infected if they're doing anal sex. Condom use can never be overemphasized when it comes to preventing sexually transmitted infections. Just like in the next audio, we hear a poem from Amasha who says, wearing of condoms is never a primitive way of having sex, and also implores those on medication, whether PrEP or ART, to continue adhering to the doctor's orders. Listen to this.
Hurry, hurry, has no blessings. Zeal without knowledge is like a runaway horse. Oh, pardon my manners for entering the house without considering the door. I respond to the call, Lodridge, Harriet, aka Amasha. And I'd like to recite my poem entitled Stop AIDS. AIDS, AIDS, AIDS. A great life claimer. Doctors try their best to reduce its effect, but like veiled fire burning out dried grass, it spread faster and wider, just like Wi-Fi. Kings, queens, feebles, commoners all suffered the wrath of this disease, causing deformation of the human body, leaving a mark just like the mark of the beast, 666. Deformation of skin tone, structure, red lips, and runny hair. We all gonna die if we don't play wisely. AIDS, 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 as venomous as a snack, striking human life is its bread of life, causing death has become an order for its day, devouring even innocent souls, destroying children's life. We all gonna die untimed. Wearing of condoms is never a primitive way of having sex. Protecting yourself from this illicit is never a joke. Stay away from love triangles. Stay away from healthy sexual sessions. Sterilize sharp objects before use. HIV and AIDS is real. Once diagnosed, stick on to prescribed meds to save your life. If you know that you're at risk, get tested and go for PrEP. We all go die young. Let's stay away from wild behavior. AIDS, 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 like a lion predictor, hunting on its prey, waiting upon to whom may it destroy. Hundreds of children are left orphaned because of this illicit. Once it strikes you, there is no better option than taking prescribed meds on time. The time has come and the time is now. Let us rise up and fight so that we may never be a reproach. Individually we are one drop, together we are an ocean. As Pepper Royale, we join the rest of the world in the fight against HIV and AIDS. Let's continue to eradicate this pandemic together. Thank you.
Indeed. Let's continue to eradicate this pandemic together. The fight requires a stakeholder effort. HIV and AIDS claimed the lives of many trans persons in Zimbabwe and other countries. However, it does not have to anymore. And with that, here's a snippet from a song titled Chenjerera Upenyo, done by Clive Malonga and various artists from Zimbabwe. A song meant to encourage people to take care of their lives and help stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
Oh, 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 oh. mai seguro na doya Chiwo mshonga wacho Kutina sisi Chenjerera upenyu wako
Kabana shamari
Kutepo tepa uri
We would like to thank the Other Foundation, Frida Fund and PEPFA for the support in the production of this episode. If you'd like to donate or assist any other way in the production of the Paper Royal podcast, please get in touch with us on Facebook and on Instagram. We are at Paper Royal. I'm your host, Tanaka, and looking forward to the next episode. Don't forget to share with your networks. Take care.